Our scripture reading comes to us from Galatians 6, 1 through 10, found on page 1222, or you may follow on the screen, carrying each other's burdens. Galatians 6, 1 through 10. Brothers and sisters, if someone is caught in a sin, you who live by the Spirit should restore that person gently. Carry each other's burdens, and in this way, you will fulfill the law of Christ. If anyone thinks they are something when they are not, they deceive themselves. Each one should test their own actions. Then they can take pride in themselves alone without comparing themselves to someone else. For each one should carry their own load. Nevertheless, the one who receives instruction in the word should share all good things with their instructor. Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. Whoever sows to please their flesh, from the flesh will reap destruction. Whoever sows to please the Spirit, from the Spirit will reap eternal life. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at that proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers. Thanks be to God.
We have been on this journey looking into what it means to dive deep into Christian community. This is the third time we're turning to this theme. The first time we saw that if we are going to dive deep into Christian community, we have to be a place where we love each other. And we saw how true and obvious that was when Jesus was asked, what's the law of God? What does God want from all of us? And the answer was love. Love God with everything you have, and love your neighbor, the people around you, just as much as you love yourself. So if you love, you're doing it. You got it. So we saw how important that was. The second week, we drilled down a little bit deeper in that because we were taught, we see that if you love each other, what that means is that you are willing to lay down your lives for each other. And we saw how radical that is, that we are the kind of people that defend each other for righteousness' sake. And the value that we have to place on one another. Now today we come to the third thing, and the passage tells us that to be a community that has adopted the ethic of the kingdom, that we would be people who carry each other's burdens. When I first read this, the first blush, I thought, okay, my friend Dirk lost Brenda this week. He is burdened with sorrow, as we all are, but Dirk, you in a particular, Amanda, you in a particular way. And I thought, okay, I am going to be obedient to this by coming alongside my friends and trying to help them bear the burden of their grief. And that is indeed what I should do, and that is indeed what we all should do for those we love who have been brought to sorrow's door. We do bear each other's burdens. But that's actually not what this passage is talking about. Even though that is true, I want you to understand that it is true that we bear those kind of burdens for each other. We say, you're not alone, we're with you, we are community, we're family, we will walk with you. That's all true. But this passage is actually talking about something a little different. This is talking about the burdens that we carry that are because of the brokenness that is in us. That we have these burdens of guilt, and we have these burdens of disobedience, and we have to help each other with those burdens. The passage began, you noticed, about saying, if a person is caught in sin, then we as the church must restore that person gently. Because what sin is, the brokenness that comes from listening to the devil's temptations, is something that slowly pushes us down. We are slowly crushed by the brokenness that is sin that we allow to be in our lives. And those who carry that load of unrepented sin are people who are being squished down to the ground. And they're being suffocated. They can't get air in their lungs because of that very brokenness. That burden, that terrible burden, is killing them. So we who are the church, we who are brothers and sisters, we who can see what is happening to that person that we love, we're called to help them to remove that burden, to confess that sin, to thrust it off, to say, that is not going to be my story anymore. This is not going to be my what people know about me. Instead, we are in the business of restoring that person by taking their burden, that it can be thrown away. And we're called to do that gently. You know, we can restore each other in ways that are harsh, that are unkind, that are arrogant. Like, we think we are so much better than you, so we are going to tell you how you should live. We can do that, and sometimes the church has fallen itself by doing that. But we should say, my brother, my sister, let me help you to remove that burden from yourself. The scripture here says that as we do that, that we need to be careful. We can't think that we always have it all together. Because when we get near to somebody who has a struggle, and we recognize it and we try to get close to them to help them to bear, we got to put our hands on that thing that we can help thrust it away. But when we get close to evil, evil has a way of starting to look good. It looks attractive. You know, greed, which is a particular challenge for our society, looks really good to us. Yeah, I want more. I want a level of prosperity that has not been granted to me. And if I do what my brother over here or my sister over here is doing, then maybe I can have some of those things. And it's so easy to get sucked in to that burden. So that not only is the person that we care about being crushed by it, that we ourselves find ourselves pinned to the ground. Scripture says, don't think that you're something that you're not. And I think what this is saying is, don't think that you're so good or you're so strong or you're so holy or pious or you're so all well put together that you are immune from the brokenness in the world, the brokenness that still resides in us. We are as broken as the next person. And it is only by the grace of God that we can have the courage and the strength to stand against it. And then he says, check what you do. when we are doing the will of God, that feels good. It is a joy for us when we are obedient and in tune with the Spirit and living the way God wants us to do, that we should feel good. When you are doing right, there is a reward for you. A reward of satisfaction, a reward of peace, a reward of contentment that the way you're walking and living is exactly what is wanted. But don't let that also turn in itself into something evil. We always want to compare ourselves to others. Who's the most holy person in this church? Who's the best Christian among us? That's none of our business. That's not our concern. You say, well, actually, I think that I'm the best Christian in this place. To say that is a sin in itself. We're not called to be smug. We're not called to put others down. We are simply called to be obedient together, to love God, to serve Him, and to embrace the community that God has called us to be. Bearing each other's burdens is a privilege. That we can be that kind of people, that we don't just abandon each other. We don't just write each other off. Say, you're having a hard time. You're having a spiritually hard time. You're having a morally hard time. Then we want to be here for each other to help us do what the will of God is for us all. We'll do it humbly. We'll do it thankfully. We'll do it obediently. And we'll do it that all of us together may experience the joy of the gospel. Thanks be to God. Let's pray. Father in heaven, community is a great gift. It is great that you have said, be a body. We remember what Jesus prayed, and so shortly before he was arrested and tortured and killed, before he rose from the dead and ascended to heaven, remember that his last great prayer was for us and for the church, that we would be one, expressing unity, the unity that is the gift of the Spirit that testifies to your victory. Lord, help us to be that kind of community together. Help us to love each other so much that we will lay down our lives for one another, but also one that bears each other's burdens and sets people free to walk with you. Lord, hear the prayer that we say in the name of our Savior. Amen.